Interest in absentee-by-mail voting is way up this year in North Carolina. Voters are submitting absentee ballot request forms at a record pace. Requests statewide are already more than 10 times ahead of where they were 4 years ago, and election officials are working hard to keep up. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer says North Carolina could see well over 1 million absentee-by-mail votes cast this fall, compared to just under 200,000 4 years ago.
It would be a new day in North Carolina voting.
Because of the coronavirus pandemic, Berkeley Bryant says deciding to vote absentee-by-mail this year was a no-brainer.
You know, I didn't feel comfortable going in person. I was concerned about my health, concerned about the health of my family and friends that I'm still being around.
But the 26-year-old Alamance County resident says she does worry North Carolina won't be able to handle this year's tsunami of absentee-by-mail votes. Local elections officials like Candace Lopez don't sound too alarmed. Lopez is the absentee ballot coordinator for Union County's Board of Elections, where they're expecting between 18 and 20,000 absentee-by-mail votes this presidential election year, around four times their typical number. Lopez says they've doubled the number of staff assigned to processing absentee requests.
We'll also have a team of individuals that will do stuff our packets, which includes the instructions from the state and a I voted early sticker because everybody loves those.
In Greene County, Elections Director Trey Cash says he's looking at a 50% budget increase for this election season because of more absentee ballot requests as well as extra safety measures for polling sites.
We're adding more labels, we're adding more envelopes, we're adding sneeze guards, we're adding cleaning supplies, we're adding additional poll workers.
Board of Elections, this is Alan.
And Durham's Elections Board set up a call center to deal with the high volume of absentee ballot requests.
You can return it by mail. You can return it in person for yourself or a near relative or a person for whom you're a legal guardian. You can also return it in person to a early voting site during our early voting period from October 15th to October 31st.
And then the baseless claims of absentee voter fraud from the White House and cost-cutting measures proposed by Postmaster General and Trump appointee Louis DeJoy have stoked fears of undue delays in the timely delivery of absentee ballots. But DeJoy now says he'll postpone those measures until after Election Day, just as state attorneys general have filed lawsuits to block the moves. Nonetheless, North Carolina Elections Board Executive Director Karen Brinson Bell urges voters to submit their absentee requests and completed ballots as early as possible.
To get a proper postmark and to get it back to us in time.
To be counted, absentee ballots must be postmarked by Election Day, November 3rd, and received no later than the following Friday, November 6th. County elections boards will begin sending out requested absentee ballots on September 4th. For the first time this year, voters will be able to track their absentee ballots through a barcoded electronic system. But for some voters, like 46-year-old Janelle Curry, the act of casting a ballot in person is sacred. And Curry says she hasn't missed a chance to do so since she turned 18. The Granville County resident and paralegal was raised by her grandparents, who gave her firsthand accounts of the struggle for civil rights.
This is my way of saying thank you, is actually going to the polls and actually exercising that right to vote, not just me, but my children and, you know, my children's children.
As for fears of the coronavirus, Curry notes she goes to the grocery store and stays safe by wearing a mask and maintaining proper social distance, and says she'll do the same when she goes to the polls. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.